Good morning, Harrisonville United Methodist Church. Oh, I think you can do better than that. Good. Hey, everybody's awake this morning. Welcome, and welcome to our folks online. We're so glad you're here to join us this morning. This is a very special Sunday. We are celebrating our United Women in Faith. So our service this morning is going to be women led by all of our awesome United Women. So we hope you enjoy online. We have a wonderful message today from Dr. Yvette Richards. We cannot wait to hear her speak to us today and encourage us. This morning, let's prayerfully set our hearts and minds in mind for worship this morning as we listen to our beautiful prelude. To invite all that are able to please stand for a call to worship. The words will be on the screen, and this is a call and response, so you all respond with the words in yellow. God has a plan for each of us.
Help us respond to God's plan.
God calls us to reach out to those who are hungry and in need.
Help us to hear God's call.
Each of us has unique talents and gifts with which to answer God's call.
Help us to use those gifts and talents to connect with the disconnected in our community and around the world.
United Women in Faith invite each of you to share our vision of turning faith, hope, and love into action.
Let each of us, man, woman, youth, and child, work together to make that vision a reality by becoming people of action.
God knows that the plans he has for us, and he has called us to help his people.
We ask God's help to open our eyes, our minds, and our hearts that we may be moved to action. Let us respond to God's call by answering, "Here I am, Lord. Use me."
And I invite you to sing our first hymn this morning. Morning has broken.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Black birds.
one, your grace is enough. We all know that God's grace is with us and that his grace surely will be enough for us.
Is this on? I think it is. Well, thank you so much for this honor that I have today to be with the Lord. I'd like to invite the women of faith, the United Women of Faith, up that would like to help me bless the items that you have brought to take back to Kansas City with our guest speaker today. And we're so glad you're here. I've known you for a long time, since the 90s. I remember. So please join me over here and we'll bless these items. And anybody else that would like to join us, come on up. Sisters in Christ, men in Christ, brothers in Christ, come on up. Behind me. Awesome, awesome. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, God, today be acceptable to you, my Redeemer and my Rock, Lord. Sorry, I got to get this up here so you can hear me. Gracious God, we come before you today asking that you would bless these items with the warmth of your love. May it be for those who receive these items a blessing and to feel your love surround them. I lift these items up to you, and I lift them up. I lift up the people who offered them. God bless this ministry at St. James United Methodist Church. Heavenly Father, as we live as your disciples in this world and share the news of your Son, Jesus Christ, help us at all times to be faithful witnesses. Grant us your grace, your peace, your love, and be able to keep strong in the greatest commandment, which is to love you, Lord, our God, with all our hearts and all our souls. Please fill us with your Spirit as we passionately devote ourselves to your ministry of mission, teaching, and fellowship with those around us, that we may be seen as a light in this world, that people will know who we are. Here I am, Lord, send me. And please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples and us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
It is now time for our offering. Each and every one of you are such a blessing. Thank you for all your generosity, and know that your offering makes a difference in our community and our church missions. Please use the offering baskets in the middle of each aisle. For those online, you can use the tithing app or mail your offering to Post Office Box 567, Harrisonville, Missouri, 64701. Once again, that is Post Office Box 567, Harrisonville, Missouri, 64701. Thank you.
Thank you.
as we give our offering to you, we return to you from the overflowing blessings you have given us. Lord, we ask you bless our offering at this time and every minute of our lives. It is with great love to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we pray. Amen.
Is it on? Okay. Can you all stand for the reading of the word? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First scripture, Isaiah 58:9-10. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. Second scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And that's it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have the honor of introducing our speaker today. Our speaker is Dr. Yvette Richards. She is the past national president for the United Methodist Women, serving from 2012 to 2016. She has served on the General Board of Global Ministries from 2012 to 2016 and chaired the United Methodist Women's Legacy Fund and Special Property Committee. Dr. Richards currently serves as a Director of Community Connection and Mission for the St. James United Methodist Church in Kansas City, Missouri. She is a frequent adult study leader at the United Women in Faith Mission U, and she has a BA in Mass Communication from North Carolina, A&T, a Master of Science in Leadership Development from Walden University, a Master's Degree in Christian Studies from the United Theological Seminary, and on May 21st of this year, she completed her Doctorate of Ministry Program from the United Theological Seminary. Dr. Richards has a heart for service and serves her community and regions in multiple capacities, including the Winter Gear Ready KC that we donated for our coats and hats and gloves. Please give a warm welcome to Dr. Yvette Richards.
Thank you. Good morning. I think I clicked myself on. Hold on. Can you hear me? Okay, excellent. Good morning, Harrisonville.
Good morning.
All righty now. I'm a big Kansas City Chiefs fan, so my guys that hooked me up this morning had on Chief gear, so I knew I was going to be set. I normally wear Chief gear on Sunday at St. James, but I didn't want to come and have Pastor Kevin stop me at the door and was like, Yvette, what do you have on? But it's good to see my friend. Hey, all right. Then I feel good. Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be with you. I first of all want to thank your pastor. I have sat beside him in trainings and meetings, and so it's good to actually be in the place where he is the shepherd of this house. And you guys are in great hands, wonderful hands, from a man of God. So I'm so grateful to be here, and thank you for allowing me to be here. To my sisters in grace, my United Women in Faith, thank you so very much. I'm looking for my, she's trying to hide, Lori. She's trying to hide. So Lori and I have been blessed to serve on the laity for the Heartland District, and then we got moved to the Northwest District, and so I have been blessed to be in ministry with Lori. And you guys are blessed to have the lay leader of the district here in your church and be a part of that. Now, I can't tell you everything that Lori and I do, but I can tell you two things. We love the Cracker Barrel, and she makes a happy plate. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to tell you anything else in regards to that. But to your leadership, Miss Alice and Charla, I am so grateful, because you guys know this is my love and my passion. So what I've done is brought my phone to put it on a timer, because you guys could be here until the Chiefs game, but I don't want to do that. Y'all might not invite me back again or hug me or even look at me again, so I'm going to start the timer. Boom. Okay. So I have my family with me today. My niece, Monique Banks, is here with me, and then my sister in Christ, Jimmy Blakey, who lives out close to this area, but we've been friends for, oh my God, for 20 years, and so she just supports me. And if you ever need a caterer, I travel with my own caterer. If you ever need a caterer, see Miss Jimmy. So she does great things. So To my sisters in Christ and my brothers. See, I was a daddy's girl. So men, don't think I'm leaving you out. Don't think I'm leaving you out. We love your support. But on this day, we're going to talk about the work that we do for God. You heard the word, send me, here I am, Lord. That's our anthem. You knew that was our anthem. We sing that all the time because the words in there describe what we do. So to my sisters today, we're going to highlight what God has called us to do as sisters in Christ, as united women in faith. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come before you just to say thank you for this day. Thank you for rising us up this morning on a clear day. The sun is shining and we are warm. God, we thank you for the collection of the coats and the hats and the gloves and the scarves for those that have already started to feel the effect of the winter months. God, we thank you for the membership here. We thank you for the shepherd of this household. God, we thank you for the lives that come through this place to receive a blessing. We pray all this in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, United Women in Faith, as you know, has gone through a change. And I got many calls to say, Yvette, oh, you guys are not United Methodist Women anymore? You guys are not doing ministry anymore? I said, well, please turn to the page or send me the document that said that. I said, we changed our name. We had a name change, and that's all we did. We changed our name from United Methodist Women, which is still our name in the organization, to United Women in Faith, which means that we're just expanding God's love a little bit more for people to join. We have people that were part of the AME church and said, can I be a part of United Methodist Women? It says Methodist, that's where you connect. You can be Baptist. You don't have to even be a part of the church. But if you love the work of the ministry that God has called us to do as women, you are welcome. United Women in Faith just recently said, let us make it plain. We're open to all of God's daughters, all of God's sisters, those that want to be in the vineyard working with us, you are welcome. In the scripture where it says Jeremiah 29:11, that is my scripture that I go to. It is my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, first and foremost. But when I started looking at the work that we do in ministry, I said, let us look at something else. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and for a future. So this message is for us to know that what God has planned for us is not for us individually, but for the work we do in ministry. It's the work that we do for those that have been the least, the lost, and those that have been forgotten. As women of faith, we study the word. Did you know we have what is called Mission U, where we gather? Now, I know we have fun. We're not going to tell them everything that we do at Mission U. We have fun, but we also learn. We also study, but we also fellowship. What I love about United Methodist Women more than anything is the fellowship. When we would go to Mission U, we would start out, and we would be and look up. It's 11:30 at night, and what are we doing? Just talking. When we were in Warrensburg, we would go over to Wendy's and get a Frosty. And we'd just be talking, and the people at Wendy's were like, we closed at 10. And we know you're the church ladies, but can you, we're trying to get ready for tomorrow. The time would escape us. Because when you gather God's daughters and sisters from whatever walk of life you come from, and you start talking, you start realizing how much in common that you have with someone else. Our skin color does not divide us as United Women in Faith. That actually brings us closer. We start to get knowing people that are different from us. They live in a different space. But see, what you don't know about me, I grew up as an Army brat. I lived all over the world. And many times I was the only person of color in my class. I didn't realize that until I came back to the United States, where we make a big deal about it. There, we were just loved on the Army base. Whoever came in the next day, that's who you played with. When you arrived at the Army base in Mannheim, Germany, my parents were like, okay, you guys go to the AYA, the Army Youth Association. And when you walked in, the new kid, come on over. Come over. You have fun. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to open our arms to all of God's children and to make them feel welcome. And that's what we do as United Women in Faith. We have a calling on our life. So I'm talking to the laity right now. Pastor already knows this. He's been called into the ministry. He's been called as clergy. But did you know that God also calls laity into the ministry? And that's what we're called into ministry, as lay. And that's us, to put our hands and feet to God's mission, God's vision. And as United Methodist Women, this is how we've done it. And I have been blessed. Now, I'm sharing with you because the ladies were like, Yvette, can you please share a little bit of your journey? So I want to show you how God has blessed me. When I joined this organization in 1987, how did I join? How did I become a member? One of our members, Brenda Sylvan, says, Yvette, now that you're a member, we go to Mission U. I said, okay, what is Mission U? We are going to, that was called School of Christian Mission back then, and we were in Warrensburg. On Friday, meet us Friday morning, bring your sleeping bags, some sheets, towels, and comfortable clothes, because we're going to be at Warrensburg, we're going to Mission U. Since that time in the summer of 87, I haven't gone ever since. Because what I learned there, are there women that God puts in your life that is in the ministry with you. You don't have to do ministry in the silo, sisters. You're not alone. And you have brothers that are here today that will help you. But as women, God has equipped us in order to do the ministry. So that was my journey, starting at School of Christian Mission. And then I went on to be on the district. And at the district level, I was told, Yvette, we want you to be the representative for our mission, our missions that we have. Well, what are our missions? Did you know the state of Missouri has 5 national mission agencies? We are a rarity. And so I get to brag a lot at the board meetings. They were like, who has a mission report? I do. Yvette, you stand up every time. I said, yeah, because we have 5. So I want to talk about Della Lamb. I want to talk about Spofford at that time, which is now Cornerstones of Care. Want to talk about InterServe, which is in St. Joe. Want to talk about Susanna Wesley, which is down in Cape Girardeau, or Epworth Children and Family in St. Louis. All of those agencies are ours. That's who we are. We are doing the work that God has called us through our agencies. We have agencies where they take care of children that have aged out of foster care. Do you realize that once you, if you're in foster care, you turn 18 and you age out, the state gives you $250 and say, hey, bye-bye. Now, who can live off of $250? You can't even go to the Chiefs ticket, pay for parking, and get a hot dog and a brat. So what we do as women of faith is to find out what these agencies need, and that's where we start applying the work. We don't come up with the ideas. We come up with the ideas of how to alleviate the suffering. But we don't go in and say, this is what you need, this is what you need. No. We say, what do you need? And then we take that order, and it's like Christmas every day. We're filling that order on what is needed. The Susanna Wesley Home in Cape Girardeau area is a home for women who have been trafficked, human trafficking. It's on the rise. And so we have to make sure there's a place for women to be safe so they can take a shower. They can have deodorant. They can wash their hair. They can put on clean clothes. That's what we do. InterServe in St. Joe is an area in which we have seniors that need help. And so doing your taxes, helping you filling out forms for Medicaid, Medicare, getting the right insurance, that's what we do. Here at Cornerstones of Care, it is where we service children that have been abandoned or lost by their families, that are adopted, that need to be adopted, that are in foster care. We're providing health care, education. Here I am, Lord. You're sending the United Methodist Women, now United Women in Faith. That's what we do. That's why I do this work, because God has called us, each of us, to do this work, but we don't do it in silos. After being on the district, I moved to the conference and membership. Now you're thinking this is a young woman's organization. Let me tell you about one of Miss Barbara Mason at Centennial United. She was in her 90s, and she planned the young women's retreat. I know, because I went to her house and she had all this information, because I was the next membership person, and she had everything laid out. Now, she didn't have a computer, she didn't write it down, but she had a notebook full, excellent penmanship, that you could read the information. So I don't want to ever think that you are too old to serve God, because God uses us from 0 to 105 in 11 months. I have to say that, because that's how old my grandmother was when she passed away. So I'm saying to you, don't let your age get in the way. If someone calls you to serve, say, yes, I can serve. Your age is just a number. The age is a blessing from God. That's how I'm going to give you one more day, one more year to be here to help me get this right, to help me take care of the least, the lost, and those that have been abandoned. So don't let your age get in the way. I was blessed to serve on the district. Then I went to the conference as membership. And then at the jurisdiction level, I was able to serve as the jurisdictional trainer for our young women. And then got the call that I was nominated as a director. Now let me just tell you, to be honest with you, I wanted to be spiritual growth. I wanted to be the spiritual growth person because I wanted to plan worship. I wanted to share God's goodness. So you know how you fill out those talent bank forms? Have we filled them out? And I filled it out as being dean. I said, oh, I'm ready now. I've been equipped. The ladies are going to vote for me. Not 1 year, not the second year, third year. I was like, Lord, what is going on? They called me. They said, Yvette, we're nominating you to represent Missouri as a women's division director. I said, wait a minute. That's the national board. They said, yes, we think you can do that. Praise be to God, and I thank him every day that I was nominated, and I was elected in 2008 as a director, and in 2012 elected again and served as national president. And I say that not to be boastful, but I say that because God can use you in the midst of where you think you should be, but God will place you where God wants you to be. So if there's a position that you want and you think that's for you, I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord. Not to harm you. Sometimes we want things that will harm us and we don't know it, and God is hiding us from that. But the plans of hope in the future. So with me being the national president, what did I get to do? First of all, I got to represent my local church, my local unit. Then I got to represent the Heartland District, our district, my ladies here, and then the conference, and then our jurisdiction. And everywhere I went, I would proudly tell them, I am from the Heartland District. And we're called the Heartland District because we have the biggest heart. Because we have the biggest heart because we are sisters for Christ and we work for God. And so you have to understand, you have to start to embody that. You have to start believing that. You have to start living that. Now, we do have naysayers. There's a pastor that told us that you will not be here in 2016. And every time I see him, I say, good morning. Good to see you. We're still here. We're still doing work. Oh, you want me to come talk to your unit? Sure. When do you want me to come? Absolutely. As if God has created something for you in your life to serve, don't let anyone change your heart, because that is a blessing from God. You're in ministry for God. You're God's sons and daughters. So if there's something burning in your heart that you want to do, do that ministry. When I was national president, I was trying to figure out what is it that I can do that can leave an imprint to know how important this organization is. What did I do? Now, y'all would have loved this, guys. As a daddy's girl, I called my father. I said, Daddy, that's what I called him, Daddy, because I really called him Pookie Bear. Because my mother called him Daddy. And I was like, but he's our father. She says, he's Daddy to me, so you get another word. And so I called him Pookie Bear. I said, Pookie Bear, I want to do something that's going to leave an imprint so they'll know that God has been here. He said, well, what is your passion? What is your love? My love is our national mission institutions. He said, well, visit. I said, well, there's 97 of them. He said, visit. I said, okay. So in 2015, 5/15/15, I resigned from my job that I had for 28 years with State Farm. And they were like, you doing what? But I didn't tell my mother. Okay, I did not tell my mother I resigned. I told her I retired because there would have been a lot of questions. You know how the mamas are. You retired. Well, you resigning. What? Who has you? Medical? I retired, mother. Everything is good. My dad was like, okay, what are you going to do? I set out on a 2-year plan to visit our national mission agencies. But not only me, I brought along the local women for them to see the daily impact that our national mission agency has on this world. To see the faces of the people that we're serving. In California, there are so many up there. One of my favorite places was the Toberman Center. And it was there, and they, like Yvette, took me on a tour. Other ladies were with us. But then we walked into the room, and they said, it's time for the tutors to come. Well, I walked in, and the little boy, big brown eyes, oh, my gosh, I almost came home with a child, big bright eyes, was like, oh, are you my tutor for the day? And the people were like, oh, no, she's visiting. I said, yes, I'm your tutor. What are we working on today? I thought we're going to be doing some coloring or some blocks. He said, we're going to do math. The fear in me struck. The fear in me struck. Now, that's not my lane. That is not my lane. So I had started sweating. I took my jacket off. I was like, oh, my God. And I said, oh, what are we doing? Arithmetic and subtraction? Now, my little baby, only 5 years old, looked at me. He says, nah, lady, just add and take away. I said, you in my lane. Let's get on down here and do this work. So sometimes we set ourselves up and are afraid to do ministry because we don't think we can do it. And that right there taught me that I had myself worked up over some add and takeaway because math is an area that I'm not strong in. But what I am strong in is giving love. What I am strong in is giving encouragement. What I am strong is uplifting others. So I sat there, even though they were like, Yvette, we have to complete the tour. I said, no, this baby needs me. I stayed there and did a 20-question worksheet with blocks. And I said, well, three? Put your three blocks there. And the look on that baby's face when he got it right, my whole trip was complete just by that instant. And it showed the others, let's not be so quick to move along. If you have a program plan and you have to switch because God is in the midst, switch. I'm sure your pastor has prepared a sermon and worked all night, and then the Holy Spirit came on him, and you got a whole new message, and you didn't even know it. We have to begin to listen to what God is calling us to do. Because in these times right now, my sisters, our world is hurting. And we, as God's daughters, have to be in the place to start reaching back and pulling others along, reaching over and pulling people together. It might not be the same ladies that you travel with all the time. You might have to pick up somebody new and say, you know what? I'm going to go volunteer at the food bank. My friend can't go with me. How about you go with me? I'll swing through and pick you up. We have to start doing ministry different. And we do that by listening to what God has called us to do. And as United Women in Faith, we know that because that's how we got started. And I want to tell you, we eavesdrop. We're good eavesdroppers. That's what I call us, eavesdroppers. Because why? We heard in 1869 that there was women and children that were not being seen by doctors because they were female. So what did we do? We'll fix it. We will get our own doctors and send them over to provide care. Oh, you don't want to educate our girls? We will find educators and send them over and educate our girls. So you have to start taking ownership in who God has called us to be as women. Because if you know, when the tomb was rolled back, the first words came to who? Mary Magdalene, to say that God is alive. So if God thought that much of the word coming forth, that he chose a woman to share, surely we know that we are being called. We are difference makers. We are empowers. And how do we empower? Because we are creative. We can do things that creativity that causes the atmosphere to shift. When you walk into a space that's created, looking right there at that prayer room, that altar right there just shows that God is alive. God is real. God is elevating. Being creative, being yourself. God has not asked us to be anybody else. Nobody wants to be Yvette. I'm loud. I'm a Chiefs fan. I really go hard at the players when they're not playing well. I didn't want them to put Chris Jones on the plane when he had that penalty. I go hard. Not everybody can be an Yvette. But love yourself enough because you know God loves you. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your purpose. Now, you know I would not be over there singing. Thank God this was on mute, because y'all have been like, what is that sound? Is there something in the walls? Is the light bulb popping? No. Know your gifts. Beautiful music. Beautiful music. Know your lane. Know your purpose. Be a leader. If they tell you you can't be a leader anyway. I was told that you're not going to be a leader. I was told you're too loud. I was told you're too abrasive. But God said, I can use that. Where can I use that? When we're standing on the front line of injustice, that's where I can use that. When we're standing against, when women are being mistreated, we can use that. When we need someone to stand out front, in front of us and protect us against the wrongdoings, the evils, we can use that. So if you are loud and abrasive, that's okay. We're going to be best friends because God has called us to be on the front line. And God needs those front line people to stand with him. God had people like Deborah. She was a judge and a leader. Miriam, she was a prophetess and a leader. Priscilla, she was an evangelist and a missionary and a leader. Naomi, she was a mother, a mentor, and a leader. Hannah, she was a prayer warrior and a leader. Esther, she was a queen, an intercessory, and a leader. Proverbs 31 talks about a wise woman who was a leader. And Rahab, seeker of truth, protector, and a leader. Phoebe, a servant leader. Tabitha, a leader. Lydia, an entrepreneur and a leader. What is the key word on here? Leader. As United Women in Faith, we're called to be leaders in the different areas that God has aligned us. As a daughter of God, remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know your worth, because I can tell you truly, when God called us into the world to be the hands and feet of Jesus, he has called us as women, as girls, as ladies, to do the work that God has called us to do. So stand proudly, United Women in Faith. Throw your shoulders back, hold your head up high, because we are the daughters of the Most High, and there's nothing no one can do about it. Amen? Amen, amen and amen.
And I say thank you, Jesus, for Yvette Richards. Thank you so much. And the people of this church probably know what I'm standing up here for. It's my honor to get to announce the people that we're recognizing for special missions that they've done throughout the year. And so, we want to honor this year's special recognition pins first. They go to a very special couple who often serve together, but each has unique individual gifts and talents they use to serve God and others. Both help with our women's many special events, such as the rummage sales and the June picnic, and anywhere else they're needed, i.e. family event team. Shirley is our women's special spiritual growth coordinator, and she helps inspire us in our faith journey. She is the heart of our unit. Rick and Shirley Andrews, would you come forward, please? Is Rick here? We must have worked him hard. He's moving slow. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Our special mission minute certificate goes to a person who quietly serves our women and our church in so many ways. She helps feed the youth, represents our church on the Shepherd Staff Food Pantry Board, helps with courtesy funeral dinners and retired teachers association meals, serves as our education and interpretation coordinator, and says yes to many other tasks as needed. Barbara Bennett, would you come up? And you know, I didn't begin to tell all she does. I don't have time. Thank you, Barbara. Okay, now we have a number of people we want to recognize for their service. And we do that by making a monetary donation in their name to the district missions. When I call your name, please come forward, because there are several of you. We recognize Kathy and Larry Bechtel, another couple who serve together. All their faithful service, not only to United Women in Faith, but all they do inside this church and outside in our community. They are part of our security team, both involved in women's and church special events. Thank you, Larry and Kathy.
You want to keep them up here so we take a picture of everybody?
Or you could sit there to with her. Sit right there to with her. Okay. You can see I have a whole page here. We want to recognize Betty Catron, who serves as our program resources coordinator. She helps with courtesy funeral dinners and retired teachers association meals, is part of the crochet group, helps with our rummage sales and any other special events we sponsor. If you need something done, ask Betty. Thank you, Betty. We recognize Chris Feast for all his work with the youth and for always lending a hand when we women need a special help. We have projects that he has lends his strength and his heart. He's a breath of fresh air to a young breath of fresh air to our activities. Thank you, Chris. And I know one of this couple is here. I'm not sure that the other half of the couple is here, but we recognize Ann and Lane Hammonds. They also serve together and separately with their unique talents that they have. They both help with the rummy cell setup and cleanup. You see Ann serving in our worship services and at the hospitality table, as well as lending a hand at our special events. Ann is also part of our women's historian team. Lane may be on duty today, or he may not, but he helps when we need him. We recognize Valerie Hawkins, who has served as our membership coordinator this year. She has special talent and new ideas for creating posters and notices. She helps with all our special events. Another special gift is working with our church children's ministries. Thank you, Valerie. We recognize Darlene Hodges, who has no equal, as you all know, as she uses her very special talents for cooking, sewing, organizing our work projects. She has our teams who serve the funeral dinners, retired teachers, and feeds our dozens of rummage sale workers, and any other special events where there is food. She sets up our sewing work days, works behind the scenes. There's so much she does that we don't see to keep all that running smoothly. Thank you, darling. We have one other person that definitely is not here today, but we want to show our appreciation for all the work that she's done through the years. We want to recognize Evelyn Pulliam. She's been serving United Women in Faith as long as I've been at this church. Before moving to Golden Years, she was usually the first person to show up when we had a work event. I think Darlene might be second, but Evelyn would be sitting in the car waiting on someone to let her in the church so she could work. So we will mail her honor to her at Golden Years, but let's give it a hand. So could we have all our honorees come up for a group picture, please?
We have some awesome women and men that work in this church. Amen. Yes. Would you all please stand as we sing, "Here I Am, Lord," and I know the Lord is definitely in this space today, and the Holy Spirit is moving with us. Mom. all may be seated. We have a short video for you. With this being a mission church, and we love to help out, guess what time of year it is? So let's watch our video.
3, 2, 1.
And when those lids come off those boxes, you've never seen such pure joy.
So many smiles. The children just become wild and crazy. It's indescribable.
To watch that child open that box for the very first time and see the look on their faces, it's amazing that God used a simple shoebox to bring that much joy.
This is amazing. As you can see, the children's faces, they're excited as they open up the gifts for the first time.
What makes the gifts more than just gifts is the message that comes with the gift.
This is the opportunity for a child to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That is the best gift of all, is becoming part of God's family.
Thank you.
We are very happy. God bless you. Yay!
These people back behind us, they're giving their time. Families have given boxes. The enthusiasm, the excitement, it's off the charts. We're just so thankful for these volunteers. We couldn't do it without them.
They are the heart of the ministry. And because of them, many children, like even me, accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
What children need more than anything is love, hope, and faith in God. Every shoebox gift is an opportunity to share your faith.
We thank you for this ministry that is yours, that you use a shoebox gift to go around the world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It starts with a simple shoebox gift, and from there, these gifts go around the world and are given to each child. It could be in a pickup truck, it could be the top of a bus, the roof of a taxi, camels and donkeys, canoes going up the river, whatever it takes to get these gifts into the hands of children. And that's only the beginning.
After children receive the box, they get to go through a 12-lesson discipleship course. And these children, they're committing their lives to Christ. And they get to share their faith with other children.
After a child completes the greatest journey, they graduate and receive a certificate and a Bible in their own language.
My name is Romina Alejandra. I really like to draw and cook. One day, I was drawing and I wanted some markers. And I asked my mother if she could buy them for me. She said no, because she didn't have the money. Today, we received gift boxes. When I opened the box and saw the markers, I was very excited. I learned about God through the box. Today, I prayed that Jesus would come into my heart. I am very grateful to everyone, to God, and to you all for bringing me this box.
This box provides the opportunity to put a smile on a child's face, gets them to know more about Jesus Christ, and also be disciples so that they can be disciple makers in the world.
They're trained and equipped to go out and share their faith with others, and many times in areas where it's an unreached people group. The Bible tells us the time is now.
We have seen churches being planted. We have seen people being transformed.
The mission of Operation Christmas Child never changes. Children are coming to Jesus, and children are taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
This is incredible. Millions of children around the world are being impacted by these simple shoebox gifts. One box can touch not just the child, but the whole family. So we need to keep packing those boxes and pray for the children that God will use this in a very special way. So thank you for being a part of it. God bless you.
All right, so with that being said, we need some boxes to be packed this year. So we have until a collection week is the 14th through the 21st, so that's coming up really fast. There's several ways that you all can help us. You can sponsor a shoebox. We're going to do an Adopt a Shoebox this year where you can pay for the shipping of that shoebox and adopt that box as kind of your own. That we will ship out for you, and we'll actually have a letter in there with your name on it, so that child will receive a letter from you saying that you are praying for them and that we care for them. We're going to have a packing party next Sunday after church. So those of you that are in Sunday school, there will still be time to pack a box. Come join us after church. We'll be down in the youth room. I know the space is small. I apologize, but due to our area and what's going on at our church, bless, we have lots of things going on here. We'll be packing down there. So you can come help pack these boxes. You can sponsor a box for $10. That includes shipping to get that box wherever it's going. You can also, if you are unable, for those of friends that are online, you can go online to Samaritan's Purse website and you can sponsor Shoebox for $25. That includes everything that goes in the box and shipping. So for those of you that don't want to shop to fill a shoebox, the best way to do it is to go online and pay the $25 because let's face it, if I was to go shopping, I'd spend way more than $25 in a box. So God bless the ministry. Come see me after church if you have more information. For anybody interested in coming tonight to hear our live speaker in Clinton, Missouri, that's at 6 o'clock. I was going to see if anybody wanted to come. Come see me if you do want to go because we can provide transportation. I just need to get a head count of who wants to go. Another announcement for today. Now we're done with Operation Christmas Child. Barbara Bennett wanted me to let you guys know we have 79 cans so far, Harrisonville. I think we can do better than that of our cranberries. So remember, we wanted that pallet full. And I believe the goal was, what, 200? 400 to feed our families here in Harrisonville for Thanksgiving this year. We were going to do that. So we need a lot more cranberry sauce over there for our cranberry drive. So everybody bring your cans in for that event. Anybody wanting to join our choir Christmas cantata that can sing or carry a tune in a bucket, as Kip likes to say. We'd like to invite you. They started last week. There's still time to come and join us if you want to sing. They meet at 7, but the cantata starts at about 7:30. So if anybody wants to join us, feel free to come join. And I'd like to put a plug in on Wednesday night. We start our new church service at the Brick House called The Table. It's at 7 p.m. for anybody that would like to come. We're still needing volunteers, too. So if anybody wants to volunteer for hospitality or set up or tear down, we'd love to have you. And this is a way for us to meet more people in our community and be missional in our actions out in our community and share our faith with others. So come join us and share. Come along beside us and pray for us. And we would love your support. Miss Alice.
Now it's time for us to go out into the world and serve, and I'm going to invite Yvette Richards to come up and help me send you on your way out into the world. I do want to say that Yvette and her friends will be out in the hub for a little while if you want to greet her or ask her questions about United Methodist Women. We do have a sign-up sheet out there if you're interested in becoming a United Woman in Faith. We have a sign-up sheet out there. I'm a long-time member, so it's hard to switch sometimes.
Absolutely. It's taken me a long time. I did a video for United Methodist Women, and I said United Methodist Women. They said, like, Yvette, we're now United Women in Faith. I said, well, thank you. I put it on a sticky so I would not say the wrong. So I've been all my life, United Methodist Women, but now we are United Women in Faith. Same, but just a different name. Okay, thank you.
Have another blessing for us.
Absolutely. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, just bless this congregation right here. Bless your sons and daughters as they continue to do great work in this community, not only right here at their church, but around the world. Bless the shepherd of this church. Let his message rain down on all families and lift him up, him and his family, and keep them in prayer. Those that are at home, God bless you for watching and the ministry that you're doing. Now bless this day as we go forth in God's goodness, God's grace and mercy, as we continue to turn faith, hope, and love into action on behalf of women, children, and youth around the world. Be a blessing. Amen.
Go in peace and serve.